Good morning, everybody. And first of all, I want to thank the organizer for giving me this occasion, the second occasion in this year to visit perimeter. Yes, I came here in January, 25 degrees under zero, but situation is not okay. I am speaking about the searching of dark matter, but searching everything in space. Pamela is a payload for antimatter matter exploration in the nuclei astrophysics. Pamela collaboration is composed of several Italian institutions under NFN and the University of Siegen in Germany and the Royal Technical Institute in Stockholm and the Russian University MEFI, the Academy of Science Institute of Ian Lebedev, the very famous Lebedev of many Nobel Prizes, and the Joffe in St. Petersburg. Pamela has been launched the 15 June 2006 from Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, and since July 2006 is delivering every day 16 gigabytes of data to the ground segment in Moscow. What is the physics the Pamela? Pamela is searching for anti-helium, primordial antimatter, searching for dark matter annihilation, new matter in the universe. We are searching for essentially for strangelets. Study cosmic ray propagation, detecting the nuclei, light nuclei in a wide energy range. Study of solar physics and the solar modulation, this some solar flare also. Study terrestrial magnetosphere and also high-energy electron spectrum to look for some local source. Why anti-helium? The idea of antimatter born when Bob Golden and Edward Bogomolov discovered or detected antiprotons by an experiment on the top of the atmosphere. They detected too many antiprotons, much more than expected in the secondary production in the collision between high-energy cosmic ray with interstellar matter. Oh, many ideas. Where was coming from this antimatter? Oh, the most standard, as I said before, the interaction with interstellar matter, but also from cosmic ray leaking out of antimatter galaxy in a baryonic asymmetric universe, or from evaporation of primordial mini black holes by Hawking effect, or from antimatter lumps in the Milky Way. This is an idea of Russian theoreticians that there is a possibility that also in our Milky Way there is some bubble of super density of matter or antimatter. Or more standard is a pulsar from a pulsar magnetosphere. But perhaps now the most important idea is this antimatter could come from annihilation or from exotic source. Or many people, so we speak about antimatter. I want only about our matter. I want only to remind that there is a large evidence for existence of this dark unseen dark matter, starting from small length scale. It means a rotation of a star around the center of the galaxy with a velocity too fast to remain in orbit, or the galaxy clusters. It means these galaxies are tied in the cluster, but this is possible only if there is other not brilliant matter. Or in the simulation, we need in the simulation to put this not brilliant matter to have an idea compared with what we know about the universe. But we know from the but from the primordial nucleosynthesis, it means from the ratio between the light nuclei, starting protons to helium, and from the first peak of is better, the ratio between the first and second peak in the expansion for CMB, measurement, we know that the baryonic matter could be also of the order of 4% in the flat universe, in a universe in which the omega, the ratio between the, between the density and the critical density is equal 1. Dark matter it seems to be the, of the order of 23%, dark energy on order 23%. Only I want to speak only from an experimental point of view. There are many different candidates. We want to, in our case, we try to look to have some traces, some signal from essentially neutrino or some Kaluza-Klein particle or some other. The most popular, the most studied is the neutrino, that is a combination of the supersymmetric partner of the neutral gauge boson in the standard model. It is important that this neutrino, as a Majorana particle, can interact and annihilate with another neutrino, and through an annihilation channel can give, as a final states, proton antiprotons, positron electrons, gamma gamma, neutrino antineutrino, etc. It is very interesting that all this contribution can be now detected by, for example, the glass Fermi, as the fusion M02, Amanda, and now Ice Cube in the south in Antarctica, and from Pamela before SNBES, in the future also by MS02 for what concern charged particle. The problem is that this, this contribution is completely mixed with an astrophysical background coming, as I said before, between this interaction through antiproton-proton channels or through pi plus, mu plus, e plus, or pi zero gamma gamma plus e minus channels. It means we can see, we can, we have to disentangle the contribution from the standard secondary production. Another interesting scenario is Kaluza-Klein dark matter, lightest Kaluza-Klein. It means the lightest, the first particle of the new pile of particle in universal extra dimensional framework. This is important because this is a bosonic particle. It means it is possible to have fermions final states without being elicited suppressed, as in case of a neutrino, because in this case we have elicited suppression of the order of the ratio square after of the mass of the fermion, for example, electrons, and the mass of the WIMP. The best results obtained up to now in the antimatter research is given combining all the best flights, and now we have for antihelium, helium flux ratio results of the order 3 × 10⁻⁷7. Concerning antiproton protons and positron protons, it means some things much more connected with dark matter. These are all results before Pamela. We can see two things, that these results are in more or less in agreement with the astrophysical background calculation, but there is a big uncertainties, because there are big uncertainties in this calculation. In addition, we have a big solar modulation, because these, for example, are two results obtained by the same instrument, BESS, in a different period of solar activity. It means if you want to disentangle here some exotic some contribution from some exotic sources, we need really to model very, very well this solar activity. In addition, there are not data here. Concerning the positron, you can see a good agreement with standard astrophysics background, but in this region, there is a clear indication of some things, some flatness, some increasing. So we need a space experiment, all long duration balloon flights at the best. Pamela is the first answer to this request. This is a photo of the Pamela instrument. Geometry, this geometry factor is not so big. The mass is more or less half a tons. This is a scheme of the apparatus. Here you can read the detail. I want only to spend some word. The core of the experiment, of this instrument, is the magnetic spectrometer made of a permanent magnet, uniform by matter 0.4 Tesla inside the cavity, and with the tracking system made of six double-sided silicon layer, microstrip silicon layer that permit a precision, the bending view of the order 3 microns. With this instrument, we can measure, you can recognize the sign of electrical charge of the particle. You can measure the rigidity, it means the ratio between the momentum and the absolute value of the charge, and the d on the x on particle crossing this, this layer, and from d on the x, you can reach know the absolute value of electrical charge. The most important task that Pamela wishes to do is to measure the flux of antiprotons and fluxes of antiprotons and positrons. It means Pamela must be able to separate very well electrons from antiprotons and the positrons from protons. To do this job, Pamela is using two detectors. The first is a calorimeter made of 44 silicon mini strip silicon layer placed in XY position with a very good granularity, intervened with 22 tungsten layer, tungsten plane for 16.3 interaction radiation lengths and only 0.6 interaction length. It means this calorimeter is optimized for electromagnetic shower. With this calorimeter, we can have a separation between electronic hadronic shower of the order 10^-5. You can measure the electron energy at a level of 5% in a very large energy range. And you can, using the first layer of this, you can have another d on the x, it means another measurement of absolute value of the electrical charge of particle nuclei. Here you have a neutron detector made of two layers of helium-3 counters. This detector counts the neutrons produced in the hadronic and electromagnetic shower. It is well known that in hadronic shower you have much more neutrons than in electromagnetic shower. In addition, we have also a system of a double-layer stripped scintillator to give the general trigger of the experiment with a time of flight to recognize the particle coming from the top, from the particle coming from the bottom, that can give an opposite electrical charge. In addition, you can have many other measurements of d on the x, it means from the charge of the particle. Finally, we have a system of anti-coincidence. With this instrument, Pamela now, these are the non-designed but are in-flight performance, antiprotons between 80 and 190, positron in this, electrons, protons, electrons, plus positrons, using in a standalone, this standalone, in means in auto trigger, using also a lateral side of the instrument, and also light nuclei in this energy range, and we are searching also for antihelium. This instrument has been inserted in a pressurized container and installed on board this big satellite, 6.7 tons, height 7.4. This is a satellite for Earth observation. This is the orbit, very interesting orbit. It is ranging between 350 and 10 kilometers. It is quasi polar, 70 degrees of inclinations. It means we can, in this region, polar regions, Pamela can measure the nuclei and the particle at very, very low energy. It means at the sensitivity of the instrument, because in this region the power, the bending power of the here Earth magnetic field is very, very low. In addition, Pamela is crossing several times the South Atlantic anomaly, where there is a big anomaly in the Earth magnetic field, and the Van Allen belt reach in this region the altitude of 200-400 kilometers. In this crossing in this this region, Pamela is measuring, is not switching off the instrument. Ecco, this is the orbit of Pamela, as seen by the different counters. This is North Pole, yes, this equator, where the bending power is the order of 15 gigavolt, is South Pole, sub-Atlantic anomaly. Here you can see some interacting antiprotons, which neutrons, flight data positrons, shower, positron flower, in this case without neutrons. What is the status of Pamela? Pamela status, today we have 1,093 days in flight, data taking about 75 lifetime, or more than 13 terabytes of raw data downlinked, and much more, 1 billion triggers recorded and under analysis. Now I want to present some data starting from antiprotons. The separation between the electrons and antiprotons for Pamela is very, very safe, because 60% of antiprotons do not interact with the calorimeter, they do not give a shower. In addition, we have a good separation of the order 10^-4 to -5 between electrons and protons. In this case, antiprotons, electrons, the ratio is 1%. It means this separation is not a problem. There is one problem that comes from proton spillover. What is it? A very high energy, in the track system, a particle proton, for example, can suffer, can have some multiple scattering. And at the end, the construction algorithm can reconstruct these protons as an antiproton. This is a very, very important problem, because the ratio between antiprotons and protons is on the order of 10^-5. But we give a very good alignment. In the end, I have also some results about our alignment. About very good alignment for this. This is not the last alignment. This is the last alignment for natural data. It means up to 150. Now we can reach, as I use, 190. What results we obtained? You know these results published in PRL, not in Nature, in PRL. Here, these are results between some 100 MeV to 100 GeV. These are compared with the other experiment. Now I want to present some, you know, all of these data are connected with 500, our data detected in 500 days. Now we did a complete reanalysis up to 800 days. This it is some preliminary data. You can see here much better statistics. Better statistics here you have this to this point here. But this preliminary because you are really looking very well the problem of spillover in this case. In any case, the error is so big. So big only for this. I don't want to show some things that could be wrong. It means that we have now we can reach at least these results. These are new data. What I can say about this data? What kind of interpretation? At first sight, you don't see any particular feature that you can connect or relate, can correlate with some exotic sources. You can see that we have a very beautiful agreement with a calculation of Moskalenko 2002, much before our data detected. But there is some other hypothesis about this. For example, the group of Gordon Kane in Michigan is using different parameter that some expert, as Pierre knows very well, they're using as a parameter, and they gave another calculation. For their calculation, there is room, as you can see, for some Dermatter or other things, but in case of antiprotons, I don't know what are other things you can call. But you know, I want to stress this point that background calculation is very, very important. Here you start to release some data also antiproton fluxes up to 10 or 11, 15. GV, but now we have also up to 100 GV, but you know, we have to do all, to calculate very well all the efficiencies. Here is some comparison with Bess, Master, Caprice. Now I want to pass to Positron. In this case, the situation is, our job is much more challenging, but I want to stress two things. I want to stress two things. The first, the analysis has been done using only the flight data, not using Monte Carlo simulation, not using beam test. Monte Carlo simulation, beam test have been used only to check, draw from F cross check, as I try to show now. This is, we have to separate this and this. This is our method. We don't use software blind. 10 to minus 5, I machine, data, and one particle, each 10 to 5 is wrong. One time, no, we are using completely another method. My method is following. This is, in this here, we have the fraction of energy, here negative is positive, the fraction of energy deposited from the different zeta equal 1, 1, positive and negative in a cylinder. You can see in a cylinder with a diameter of 0.6 Mollier radius. You know for a thermodynamic shower, 90% of energy contained in one, 95 in two, only this. And you can see here that the electrons appear very well, about 50% of energy, 50% is here, as a 50% is here. In case of a positron, you cannot see is interacting protons, and here you can see non-interacting protons. It means protons non-interacting, they pass through this inside this cylinder, perhaps with a leakage in this position inside the cylinder, so that the fraction is equal to 1. Second step, this is a fraction, second step. If we ask that all the particle has to have a collision, it means to produce a shower, and this shower are stored in the first layer of the calorimeter, the first layer. And the second, we do the matching, the match between the momentum measured inside the, with the magnetic spectrometer and the energy measured with the by the calorimeter. And we can see we have these electrons very well, it's a sample of electrons. And here we have the protons, here we have a peak. If these are protons and these are electrons, we can measure this background. Somebody can say, yes, but this could be some pi zero, for example, that mimic on the tail of a proton, only on the tail of the protons, this. Well, in this case, we can look at the CERN data. We have here electrons, we have here protons, we mixed the electrons and protons, we used the same software to produce this spectra, and we have this. You can see the same, we don't see any peak here. We have the good energy. Good energy, it means, you know, we have the match between the energy in the calorimeter and the momentum in the spectrometer. When you can have something strange, when the protons lose all energy in the first, with a pi zero. In this case, we can match. You can match also the energy, but we don't see anything. In the case after, we used also the longitudinal profile. It means the energy deposited in each layer. Here we fitted with the depth radiation length and for all data, and we compared this fit with the gamma function, the function that gives the electromagnetic shower. Using this, we have here. We have his here. After, we can give also, we are using also neutron detector. Here is a proton electrons. Here, this is a spectrum, the number of the number events for different number of neutrons in the neutron detector. This is completely related to this, not the same efficiency because you have not the one in this case, but this is a spectrum. Here we name protons this part of the spectrum. We name the positrons this part of the spectrum. You can see these protons, this is the spectrum. Positrons, this is the spectrum, is similar to this with this contamination. We can see the level of contamination. Here we have two. We had another things, but too long. Now, we have used also the on the X on the tracker, but perhaps at the end if I have time. But to be sure, you prepare a clean in flight, a clean sample of protons. How? We asked all zeta 1-1, the positive particle, not to interact in the first two planes, 1.5 is con zero. It means here we had only protons, perhaps one or two positrons. You know the order is 1% or less 1% of positrons. This is clear. After, we used the calorimeter or everything, very clear. Not the complete calorimeter, but less these two to be complete, coherent with this, and use the calorimeter for electrons, using the same software, for electrons, for proton sample, and from total positrons plus protons, electron plus positron plus proton, and for proton. And this is better high energy, but low energy is very easy. You can see rigidity, electrons. Here we have the presampler. We don't see any peak. Here we have this. In this case, we are not using the longitudinal profile, essentially to have more more background. It means we look the background. Where is the background? Oh, here also is 28, 42 in the region where we have this increase. There is not any peak in this position. The process, for example, Sofio does not give any other. And now using different analysis, statistic analysis, but in this case, we use many different kind of operation for data. You're using what I said before, you're using all the cut, you use a zit, but at the end, you have the same results. These are the results. It means what I want to say, I don't think that, if there is some problem, there is some problem of, there is some problem, because it's a 40. Yes. Ah, yes, I put 40, no fun. It is a problem, yes. Yes, allora, this is the problem of our data compared with the other. You can say here, we have here agreement with only this experiment that flew in June 2006 at the same time of the launch of Pamela. We are not in agreement with this, but it is clear. What is the different interpretation? I don't want to give any to say anything about the different interpretation, because Cirelli, Siri, we speak about interpretation about dark matter. Dark matter. I want only 5 minutes. I want a lot of time to go. Or the other colleagues, we speak about the possibility to have. To have a pulsar as a contribution, because the pulsar are rotating a star, rotating a neutron star, with a very huge magnetic field. This magnetic field can strip electrons and along two directions can accelerate electrons along the magnetic field, Bestralum collide with another Bestralum with the magnetic field, the electromagnetic field that can give electron positrons. If these pools are not so far and not so young, it means if this contribution that in the first 10 to 5 years is inside the nebula can give us this, could in principle could give this, this contribution here. Or after, this is a new interaction of high energy gamma rays with pulsar. After this, it suggests for our onion, I can read. After discovery of TAB binaries like this and this, by S, etc., in which a powerful production of high and very high energy gamma rays compared with zero absorption, it's clear that this object also suits electron positron pairs. This was a very old paper, but after this, this discovery, this paper start to be taken in consideration. Other thing, so, Pierre, we speak about uncertainty due to certainty in the calculation background calculation. Or what is the problem? The problem is that the problem of background calculation is very, very important. What can Pamela? What can Pamela do for this? Well, you know, we have several experimental parameters. This diffusion that is connected with, for example, boron-carbon ratio. It means the ratio between a secondary as a boron and a primary as a carbon. Here, primary sources. Here, secondary production. Or Pamela, for example, can give this protons flux only 1 month. 2006, it is helium. We hope to give protons compared with other data, attic and other data. Here we can have boron carbon, beryllium carbon. I want only to show preliminary results. Here we have this number with efficiency only 30%, 0.01% of contamination. I don't think that we need this contamination so small. It means we can have at minimum the double of this number. And here only some preliminary results in lithium carbon, beryllium carbon, and boron carbon. But only to show that we can see. I want to finish. You reach with this problem I said before, this problem of solar modulation, or this not agreement. Yes, Pamela can follow this solar modulation. It means the variation of the counting rate, allocated energy for cosmic ray due to different activity of the sun. Now we are a very slow activity, but in any case there is some activity. You can see that in 3 years, 2006 and 2008, we had a decreasing of solar activity and we have an increase of this. All the same things we have for to explain this. I have no time. I don't explain why, but I want only to show you that in case of negative phase of the sun, it means when the versus of the mechanical rotation of the sun and the dipole, and the versus of the magnetic dipole of the sun is the versus as the same direction, but it is a positive. This is a negative. In this case, is a negative, we have a suppression of positron. In positive, you have a suppression of electrons, and you can see all the other experiments has been performed, especially this, that's in agreement with our data, is performed in negative, in positive part of the sun. And here our data and our experiment and Delaware Bartle group experiment have been performed in this. There is some model, and the people working in this model hope to use our data not only to demonstrate the model but to fine tune this model. I stop here. I have also this. I have this solar flare. Very big solar flare, midnight nothing, after, no, before midnight, solar quiet, first hour, factor 3, after, it is not, you can see we have not a reacceleration in atmosphere because high energy decrease, etc. This helium, but anyway, I stop. Thank you very much. We have enough. Now you are looking data also for, I said before, for stranger at antimatter, but it's better. Another step.
Just because you went through so quickly so many things, can you go back to tell us about protons and the helium?
Yeah.
So the helium index is now smaller, is that right? Because some while ago I remember seeing the same index for protons and the helium.
Yes, but the first days, or the first days. These are not released data. Are preliminary data, but well, the problem is also the interval in which we do this. We have not up to 100. Now we have even several hundreds, also helium. I want only to show how, what Pamela is doing now. Is doing, I hope, in 6 months we release all the data for resolving the problem, to help to solve the problem of the background. It means, oh yes, I have protons up to 1 TV. I don't know why, at the end I cut. Then I don't know why. One TV, we have protons now, but we are much more sure. Yes, only July 2006. It means not all statistics. No, because you see, there is a, for low energy, we have this problem of the solar modulation. No, for this reason, we have any 6 months or any years. At the end, we can give all the data. But you know, in space, to have a very, very beautiful, good statistics is not so important, because there are many, many systematic errors. Some systematic error is a difference. Activity, solar activities is a different moment. Or if you can give the same at a different time, I think, for my idea, my opinion, after many years with you, we are in space, I think it will be much better. Because I don't think to have much better that statistic of this. Yes, 2-3 months, but at the end, it's better to separate. Okay, correct, Pierre? It's better to have, yes.
For
the boron to carbon ratio measurement.
Yes. No. Yes. Yes. For boron calibration, no, you are using the magnetic spectrometer. Magnetic spectrometer. We had the sun calibration. You had the magnetic spectrometer. Oh, in reality, we wish to do some new calibration at the GSI, but we have times, but not. It's true what you said. We now we are using a spectrometer. We are using the calibration we did before. But our idea is with the technological model, give another calibration. Up to now, we think not which is good, but this is one of the points that we are looking at very carefully.
How do your data compare with the old
HE-803 data? This is a very delicate point. I don't want to give an alpha. It's more or less they agree. More or less they agree. But now we are doing this day. The new analysis with a new software. As I said before, I want to show that we have data, we have a flux, but you are as last time. We are, I really hope some month we can say, because now we have a big statistic.
Thank you.